This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're in Washington, D.C., and ran into the Honorable Cindy Hyde Smith. She represents the great state of Mississippi. So good to see you.
Well, thank you, Tony. Thank you for having me.
So I will say that I had the opportunity to be in Mississippi a couple of times this year already. I have seen some of the cow-calf operations you had going, some of the row crops as well. But when you come back to D.C. and you're telling somebody what the conditions are back home, how would you describe them?
Well, right now the Mississippi River is extremely low, and that has issues with getting our grains, our barges, you know, down the river. It's lower than it's probably been in my lifetime. That, you know, it's extremely low. So that's one of the issues we're dealing with. And the topic that everybody's talking about is input cost. You know, that is the real struggle. And when diesel costs what it does, and then you compound that with a shortage of diesel, it gets serious. It gets, you know, significant in our state like every other state. But that's definitely the conversation we're having, because everybody's trying to get their ryegrass planted. Luckily, we've got ours planted. But just the costs that are associated with that, and fertilizer cost through the roof. And, you know, there's so many reasons that it's like that, and we pretty much know what those are. But it's a difficult time with input cost right now.
Input costs, not really something that we necessarily tie into the farm bill. I know there are some margin programs on the dairy side. But as you look at the farm bill and what you're hearing from folks back home, what are some of the priorities you have?
Well, you know, the things that are important to them is like price loss coverage, those things, crop insurance, that and the programs that are beneficial, the programs that are working. But, you know, I think that we have to take time to look at all the programs, the ones that maybe aren't working that well, why they're not. Are there some that we need to get rid of? Are there some that we need to enhance? And I just think we need to strengthen a lot of the good programs, because it's really crucial that USDA has the opportunity to be very functional right now and to sit down with them and look at things very closely, because, you know, we're just in the process of starting the farm bill. This is our opportunity to really do things strategically. And, you know, we don't have to be in a real big rush right now. We've had, you know, a rural development meeting. But there's so many aspects that I think that it's our responsibility to make sure we're looking at the ones that are working and also the ones that aren't working or that need to be improved, and how that can happen.
The farm bill, interestingly, has, I think, as one of your neighbors from Alabama said, it's obviously it includes things for farmers, but there's so much more there. You mentioned the first hearing, rural development. Are there some challenges that you're seeing in rural areas of Mississippi that need to be addressed either by USDA or in this farm bill?
Absolutely. You know, we talk about commodities, we talk about, you know, cattle and all of those things. But in the rural development, which is included in the farm bill, we have so many hospitals, rural hospitals, that they're just on the brink of closing. And, you know, there's a lot of things in there that USDA can provide, access to financing, that it's very important right now, because of what we are facing in many of our rural hospitals in Mississippi. You know, you think about rural areas, and you know, you have all these great producers out there that are growing crops, but you live in a community that has to be enhanced, that you can continue to stay there and be a producer. And the rural hospitals are actually, that's one of them when you're raising your family out there on the farm. But it is some serious issues going on right now that have me greatly concerned.
You mentioned the Mississippi River, and that makes us think about infrastructure. But that's not the only thing under the umbrella of infrastructure. I guess coming back around to that hearing on rural development, broadband gets thrown in there. Have we found that you can't just throw money at a problem? You've got to really dig in and find some solutions?
You've got to have real solutions. And with the sophisticated equipment right now, you know, that we've had the opportunity, the great opportunity to take advantage of, you do have to have access to internet. You know, it's just our other infrastructure issue that is a must. It's like water, electricity. Now you have to have infrastructure of broadband and to just operate so much of the equipment. But when you're looking at a global market and we're trying to, you know, increase our global markets, it's a necessity. It's just great that we have money going toward that. But as you just said, you've got to do it correctly, that it actually works and the money is well spent, that we don't have to go back next year and change things. And that's a tall task. But I think that, you know, we're getting there, but it's going to have to be careful steps because we have to have it. You know, it's not only with the equipment, the kids that are at home doing their homework. That's part of our life right now. Post-COVID, we learned so many things there. So there have been a lot of advances that take advantage of broadband, but as we said, it's got to be done correctly.
So good to see you. Thank you so much for your time. I know this is really one of the busiest times of a congressional session the last couple of weeks or so, so we wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Again, it's the Honorable Cindy Hyde Smith representing the great state of Mississippi. She's a member of the Senate Ag Committee and joins us from Washington, D.C. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.